今日も私たちは今から聖書を開いて神の言葉を学びたいと思います。
And at this point in the day, we'd like to, as we do every week, just go and open up the Word of God.
ある時は神様がどのような方かを学びます。
We want to learn a little bit more about God.
そして、ある時は私たちはこの人生でどのように歩むべきなのかということも学びます。
And there's times when we look into God's Word to give us wisdom, to give us the direction as to how we are to be leading our lives.
さあ、今日はどんなことがあるかなと思いますけれども。
Okay.Please have joy and expectation in your heart as we open the word again today.
まず祈って礼拝あのメッセージを始めたいと思います。
So let's go ahead and start this with a word of prayer.
祈りましょう。父なる神様、どうぞ今日御言葉を通して私たちが学ぶべきことを学ぶことができるようにしてください。
Dear Heavenly Father, we ask you to prepare our hearts for the word as you are going to share.Something into our hearts today.
自分が学ぶべきことを学べるように私たちの心を探ってください。
Please, Lord, just dig out our hearts and make a space for the word and what you have, what's supposed to take place in our heart, what's supposed to take root in our heart today.
あなたの言葉はオペレーションをする手術をするナイフのようだと聖書に書いてありますか。
It says in the Bible how your word will cut into our hearts like a knife.
どうぞ私たちの今日心を手術してください。
Please, Lord, do a wonderful and successful surgery into our hearts today.
イエス様の御名によって祈ります。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
さあ、僕はね、聖書を持っています。もしかしたら皆さんは聖書を持ってないかもしれないけど、大丈夫。聖書を学ぶときに聖書の言葉はスクリーンに出てくるからね、安心してください。
You know, you may have an analog Bible or you may have the digital version.
そう、デジタルバージョンでも中に書いてあることは僕は神の言葉であると信じています。
And we believe that the Bible has the Word of God. It is written in there, the living Word.
生きた神様からの生きた言葉なのです。
It's the living Word from our living God.
だから僕いつも色ペン持ってこうやって書き込みすんねん。
And you know, I always open up my Bible, and you can see how I just continue to draw lines. I'm highlighting, taking notes.
Yeah, blue はどんなこと、ブルーのペンではどんなこと書いてる、オレンジのペンではどんなこと書いてるんですか、いつも聞かれるんです。
Boom, you got all these like different colors and stuff. What's going on there? You know, is it blue like something, and then red is like something else?
その秘密は言うわ。
Actually,
僕の気分がピンク色の時、ピンク色のペン使うんです。
You know, it's just all about my feelings for the day. If I'm feeling pink, I highlight in pink.
気分がオレンジ色の時、オレンジ使うんです。
On an orange day, I'm just feeling, yeah, it's orange today.
でも、大体僕の聖書っていうのは3年から4年でダメになるんです。
And, you know, but about 3 to 5 years is what my life expectancy is for one of my analog Bibles.
で、はい。せやな。そう。で、なんでかというと、僕がコーヒー飲みながらとか、スパゲッティ食べながら、こう聖書読んだら、なんかミートソースのあれとかピチャッとかついたりすんねんな。
And, well, food,
ハクションとかしたらな。
Food is, you know, normally good for you, it's bad for Bibles. And when I'm eating spaghetti or I'm having coffee or just a humongous sneeze, next thing you know, the Bible is looking nasty.
で、大体な、聖書ってここがあかんようなねんな。
You know, the back of the Bible, right where they've got the seal it all on there and stuff, you know, normally that just falls apart.
だからこれ持ってんのは僕、1年半前にミコさんがプレゼントしてくれたやつ、今回はきっちり硬い聖書カバーつけてね。
I'm doing my best. I got a really good, strong cover to try to keep this thing in better condition.
だから僕のその家には僕がクリスチャンになってから使ってきた聖書っていうのがだいたい6個今まで使ったんですけど。
I've got like 6 analog Bibles back home. I just got a special collection, and it's kind of like the you know the progression of my study through the Word over the years.
これナンバー6やね。
This is Bible number 6 that I'm working on right now.
けど僕のナンバー2がないんです。
But actually, there's a gap. There's a gap in my Bible collection because Bible number two is missing.
なんでか言うわ。
Well, I'm going to tell you why my Bible number two is missing.
あのね、僕のナンバー2バイブル、とっても素敵なあの聖書だったんですよ。そしてね、何かって言ったら、その聖書は66個の書簡でできてるんだけど、最初のページに、ミコさんが、ここはタグをつけてくれてね。
Tabs, yeah, those are so handy.
嬉しいね。
Wow. So number 2 Bible was special. It was just like all these other ones. Even better, Miko had gone in there at the beginning of all the 66 books. She had put the little tab so like you could look right to where you wanted to go one second.
あの時代は僕は長谷に住んでたんです。
We were living in Nagatani at the time.
で、神戸の教会にユースパスターとして勤めていました。
And we were working as a youth pastor. I was working as a youth pastor over at the church in Kobe.
で、大体はリビングルームで寝転がって朝デボーションをしてから礼拝に行ってた。 教会の仕事に行ってたんやけど。
And so, you know, it was a very natural thing on Sundays. I'd just be like kind of laying around on Sunday morning and I'd be doing my devotion.
金曜日とか木曜日。
Sorry. It was probably, you know, whatever. During the week sometime when I was laying around doing my devotions and stuff in the living room and I'd just be reading the Bible.
教会行ってくるわ、仕事行ってくるわ、言うて出たんやけど。
And so I'm like, okay, gotta go to church. It's time to go. And I left the house.
ほんで電車乗ってるうちになんか軽いなと思って、カバンが。
I'm like, wow, my backpack's feeling pretty light today.
しもた、聖書、リビングルームに忘れてきてもらった。
I forgot my Bible in the living room.
ほんでなんか僕は嫌な予感がしたんです。
I started to have a bad feeling.
聖書忘れてるだけやったらいい。聖書忘れてるだけやったらいい。
If it's only just a forgotten Bible, it's not a big deal.
僕の家には怪獣を飼ってたんです、その時は。
There's the thing is that we were actually raising a monster in our house.
それはどういうモンスターかというとやな。
I'd like to show you.
1歳になる前にもうすでに
this monster was 1 year old.
鶏のチキンの丸焼きの足を全部丸ごと食うような子やった。
This monster couldn't stand and walk by itself yet, but it could already grab hold of a chicken leg and just bite that thing clean.
ヒデ君が買ってきたイチゴのパック10分以内で完食するような子やったんです。
You know, and so Hide, if he got a whole pack of something, she could probably finish the polish that whole thing off in less than 10 minutes.
怪獣の写真がありますので見てください。
And here's our monster.
はい、どうぞ。
Oh yeah.
はい。これはミノリ怪獣です。
That would be Midori, that would be the Midori monster.
そう、可愛い言ってるけど怪獣やねん。どう
You know, it looks so cute, but she, that's a monster. Don't be fooled by those cute eyes.
はい、僕が家に帰るとどうなってたかというと。
Can I just tell you what happened when I got home?
聖書のすべてのページの1ページ目が全部バラバラになってリビングルームに。
You know those nice tabs to keep every book of the Bible? She had pulled all of the tabs out, all the tabs. So all the first pages of every book of the Bible were missing.
ほんで僕はさ、今までずっと大事に読んできた聖書やだわけやんか。
You know, and this is the Bible. This is the thing that I will be using every day. This is so important to me.
で、多分ティッシュをガーってやんのと同じようにな。
You know, you get the tissue box, just like it's like taking boop 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 boop, taking all the tissues out of the tissue box.
ほんでまあこのみのりちゃんにさ、もうなんでそんなことすんのとか聞いてもさ、
Why?
スマイルするだけやんこれ。
Just give you the baby face, you know, as they do.
ほんで、まあ、僕の大事な聖書なわけ。もう今までずっともう本当に喜びの時も悲しい時もその聖書と共にしてきたわけやん。
You know, this is like this. We gotta get a relationship with this Bible. You know, it's been with me through the good times and the bad times.
ほんなミコに聞いた。いや、それはフミがそこに置いていくのが悪いわ。
Well, obviously, Fumi, that's your own fault. You left it on the, you know, living room table.
ほんで、それはそうやね。で、またバイブルナンバー3を3冊目を買ったんですけど。
So I had to go and get Bible number 3 at this
point.絶対心に決めたのはインデックスをつけない。
Okay, and I decided at that point I will never again put the little tabs on each of the books of the Bible.
そう。で、もし、まあ、みのりちゃんまだ0歳とか1歳やったから、もうなんでしたやって首絞めて、なんか問いただしはせえへんやんか。
You know, and then the monster was only a year old, so I couldn't be like, what did you do? Not an option.
その時に週に3回も4回もうちにイソロに来てたヒデ君やトシ君みたいな子がやな、もう自分の楽しみとしてビリビリビリと僕の聖書、大切な聖書を破りとったらどうでしょうか。
But what if it was one of my friends, like a buddy, an adult, somebody who knew better, that came over, saw my tabs, and just like, hey, wouldn't it be fun to rip all the tabs out?
僕こうやって首絞めて、お前なんでそんなことすねんで。
Actually, then I'd have a right to choke him out.
いやいや、面白かった。面白そうやったから。
You know, I just couldn't help myself.
やってみたかったから。
After I did one, I couldn't stop.
You know? お前そんな子供みたいなことすんなや。
You would probably at that point to an adult say, you know, grow up. You know, why would you do something like that?
もしかしたら皆さんどうですか。皆さんは自分の大切なものをバラバラにされたことありますか。
All right, everybody. You know, look back in your life. There, have you ever had something that was valuable to you that was completely destroyed?
もしそれが聖書だったら、それは買ったらしまいです。あと3,500円、4,000円で済むけど。
You know, if it was a Bible, you could probably replace it for 3,000-4,000 yen.
でももしかしたらあなたは自分が人生の中でゲットしたチャンスをボロボロにされたことがあるかもしれません。
But maybe there was something that was not replaceable. Maybe it was an opportunity that was completely destroyed by something or someone else.
なんか大切にしてもったものを誰かに貸したらボロボロになって返ってきたかもしれません。
Maybe it was something that you lent somebody and when you got it back, it was not at all in the same condition that you had lent it to them.
もしかしたら結婚や 仕事や自分が大事に培ってきたプロジェクトをバラバラにされたこと、ボロボロにされたことがあるかもしれません。
Maybe it was more something related to work, or something like a project, or something you had been working really hard on, effort had been put into that was completely destroyed.
それがもし結婚やったらどうですか?
What about your marriage?
もしそれがあなたの愛する彼、彼女との関係をボロボロにするものってどうですか?
What if it was something that destroyed the relationship between you and your loved one, your partner?
大事に今まで思ってきて、大事にしてたものがバラバラにされる、ボロボロにされる時の怒りと悲しみと残念さってもう口では表現できへんやんか。
When there's something that has deep value to you that is either ruined completely or destroyed, you know, there's a kind of a feeling that is hard to explain. You can't even express it in words anymore.
今私たちが勉強している聖書の中の一部のそのコリント人への第一の手紙という手紙を書いたパウロという人もその気持ちを持ってたんです。
And we are doing a study right now in the book of Corinthians, and we're in the 1 Corinthians right now, and Paul, the author of the letter to the Corinthians, we can believe that he had this very feeling.
聖書の後ろの方にコリント人への第一の手紙という部分がありますから、どうぞそこを開けてみてください。3章です。
Yeah, and we're going to be continuing our search through the first book of Corinthians if you wanted to open your Bible into the New Testament, and we're going to be in chapter 3 today.、
うん、このパウロという人は、イエス・キリストの福音を伝え、イエス・キリストが神であること、救い主であること、永遠の命の与え主であることを伝えるために、コリントという町に行き、そこのクリスチャンたちを人組織立たせて、そして教会をスタートしたんです。
Paul was an amazing disciple of God who went to different places outside of Israel, and he went to a place called Corinth, and he started a wonderful church there. He helped to get things organized. He got things rolling. He was a fantastic leader who shared the gospel of Jesus Christ and how he was the Savior of the world and how he had come to take us all to heaven with him.
いろんな地域で教会開拓、教会プランティング、教会を始める仕事をしてたんですけども、彼はコリントの教会をすごく力強い、愛おしい思いで考えたと思います。
And so Paul, who had gone to Corinth and started many churches there. There was plants all over the place. He really felt that there was really great hope for Corinth and that there was wonderful development and there was really good things happening in the church there.
あのね、めちゃコリントっていうのはめちゃくちゃに乱れた町だったんですけど、その中にあって、コリントのクリスチャンが輝くというのは本当に美しい姿でした。
And considering the immoral state of affairs of the city of Corinth at that time, it was a stark contrast to the church, which was a shining light in the darkness there.
そして彼は1年半コリントの町にとどまって、そこのクリスチャンの人たちに聖書を教え、教会を力づけていきました。
And for a year and a half, Paul spent his days there in Corinth to start to develop the churchsystem and the structure and all these different places starting fellowships.
そして彼は違う町に行くことになったんですけれども、彼の後輩のアポロ君という人が今度はパウロの後釜として指導者になりました。
And being the missionary that he was, Paul did leave Corinth to continue on to start the same thing in different places afterwards. And in his absence, he put Apollo in charge, who is a very capable man to take care of things while he was gone.
そう、ね、パウロはどちらかというと企業家タイプだったと思うんですけれども。アポロ君はどちらかというと聖書の先生タイプの人でした。
Okay, so if Paul was more of the kind of business-minded, you know, entrepreneur kind of a disciple, then for Apollo, he was more of a Bible teacher.
そしてアポロ君がそこの教会で、牧師として働いた後、リーダーとして働いた後、今度はイエス様の直弟子のペテロさんも少しそこで、リーダーシップを取ったというんです。
And so after Apollo had been taking care of the church for a while in Corinth, then Peter actually came over, one of the original disciples, and Peter was also doing some teaching in Corinth.
そして彼らの働きで多くのコリントの人、コリント人たちがクリスチャンになっていきました。
And so there was a great number of people, Corinthians, that actually came to the Lord at this point.
たくさんの乱れた生活をしている人たち、売春婦たち、お金持ちたち、ビジネスマンたちがみんなボコボコボコボコクリスチャンになっていったんです。
And so, you know, in a city that was full of prostitution and other corruptions, all of these people that had so much money and didn't know what to do with it, they were turning to the Lord and their lives were being transformed immensely.
お金持ちの人たちが自分のお家のリビングルームを開放して、たくさんのハウスチャーチができていきました。
And through this, there was a lot of house churches, small churches that were being brought up in different parts of the city of Corinth.
町のいろんなところで聖書の学びがあって、神様の知識がこう教えられ、交わされて、そして霊的な賜物が用いられました。たくさんの癒しがあり、奇跡がありました。
And it was a really richenvironment. The church was really developing. There was fantastic things happening. There was healing. There was, the Holy Spirit was coming down upon them. I mean, there was really, really、wonderful things happening in the church.、
うん、素晴らしい教会のシステムだったんですけども。
It was a great church system as well.
ある期間まではね、でもね、問題があったんです。それはそれぞれのハウスチャーチのリーダーたちが自分勝手なことを言い出したり考え始めたりやり出したりしたんです。
And it was a wonderful system in the beginning. Unfortunately, as time progressed, there was all little factions that started to form because all of these little mini churches, the leaders of each of these little mini churches started to influence, put in their own human thinking into a holy system.
まず最初にそのリーダーたちの中に性的なモラルを守れない人たちが出てきたんです。よその女の子に手出す悪い奴らがおったんです。
And unfortunately, considering the amount of temptation in the area, one of the first things to go was that some of the leaders of these groups, they were falling to temptation and in sexual immorality.
また健全なイエス・キリストの教えに反対する人たちも出てきました。肉体の復活を否定する人たちが出てきたわけです。
And then there was some kind of theological, kind of discussionthat were coming up, people that didn't want to believe in the resurrection as being a physical resurrection and stuff like that.
そして一番良くなかったのは何かというと、その一つ一つの、あの、小さな家の教会がお互いに、僕は何派やとか、私たちは何派やとか、君らは何派やけど僕らは何派で、我らの方が偉いとかいうふうなことを言い出したわけです。
And, you know, it's a problem that's not actually that unsimilar to today, but, all of these different churches in Corinth, they started to say like, oh, but we are of the group of this.Or we are part of this faction, and we are actually we're better because we're this group. And they started to form groups and factions.
そこにいた人たちはその戦いというか喧嘩ですごく疲れて傷ついてしまってたんです。
And you know it was really hard, and it was a lot of work, and there was a lot of fighting, and it was really tiring for the people that were trying to preserve what had been happening.
で誰かがそのことをパウロに伝えたんです。
And so somebody sent an emergency SOS to Paul.
パウロ先生助けて今こんなめちゃくちゃになってんねん。
Paul, help! We're in trouble here. There's some crazy stuff going on here.
その時にパウロの気持ちを考えると、せっかく僕が愛して力づけてきた、もう教会が潰されたあれその気持ちってのは、もう僕がみのりちゃんに聖書バラバラにされたよりもずっと広い気持ちだったもん。
And so you can imagine Paul's feeling when he heard that all of his hard work, a year and a half spent of his life to try to start to develop the churches in Corinth, you know, he must have just been ready to choke the camel of the messenger of the guy that come, that he was just really frustrated about.
そしてめちゃくちゃにしてるのはみのりちゃんのような赤ちゃんではなくて。俺はお前よりも聖書のこと、神様のこと、教会のことを分かってるよって偉そうな態度を取る大人たちだったんです。
And I may have been talking about my Bible being destroyed by my one-year-old daughter, which we'd have to forgive. But for Paul, this was adults, and they were supposed to have been growing in the Spirit, and he was really, really disappointed in what was happening.
だからパウロはすぐに手紙を書いたんです。
And so he immediately wrote a letter to the Corinthians.
それがコリント人への第一の手紙です。
And that is the first letter.
最初の四章にはこう書いてある。君ら仲良くせんかいって何がみやったんねんって。
And so at the beginning of the Corinthians first letter, the Corinthians are like, hey, you guys are supposed to be working together as a church here. What's going on?
And こっちが偉くてお前らがあかんのとかいろいろ言ってるかもしれないけど、そんな言うてるお前がアホや言うて。
You know, it's like, why are you saying like this? You know, you're saying you're better than them. You're saying that your group is right and they're wrong and all that. Why are you starting to make division amongst yourselves?
今日は三章を学びますけれども。
Okay, we're going to look at the third chapter of this first letter.
三章も基本的に同じ。仲良くしな君ら。
You know, and pretty much the third letter, the thirdChapter of this, the first letter is the same thing. You know, come on, everybody, let's just get along.
でもどのように仲良くするかを教える中で、パウロは教会とはどのようなもので、クリスチャンがどのように生きるべきかを美しい形で私たちに教えてくれます。
But if we were to look a little bit more closely, we can learn from Paul as he's trying to tell the churches to get along. We can use this, and we can bring that back to our day, and we can learn something from how to have a beautiful.Church and what it is, there was a really beautiful message that he was trying to share.
Christian として品格、品性を持つとはどういうことなんかですか?
Okay, Christian character. What is it is to have a Christian character?
つまりクオリティの高いキリストの弟子とはどのようなものなのか?
How do we become higher quality disciples of Jesus?
Okay, 読んでみましょう。3章の1節。さて、兄弟たちをコリントの教会の皆さん。 私はあなた方に向かって御霊に属する人に対するようには話せなかったよね。昔話すことができないで肉に属する人、キリストにある幼子に対して話すように昔を話しました。私は最初あなた方におっぱいを与えて乳を与えて、そして硬い食物を与えなかったよね。その時代覚えてる？あなた方にはまだ無理やった時代やったからね。でも今何？今ほんま成長してはるのに今もまだ無理やんか。どうなってんのって。
Okay, that was the Osaka dialect version, I think. Yeah. And so here we are, 1 Corinthians 3, starting from verse 1. Brothers, I could not address you as spiritual, but as worldly, merely infants in Christ. I gave you milk, not solid food. You were not yet ready for it. Indeed, you are still not ready.
私はあなたにとってママだったの覚えてる？っていうふうにパウロ
言った。 Who's your mama? Who's your mama?
私があなたのママやったんよ。そしてあなたが何も知らないとき、私があなたにおっぱいをあげて育てるようにイエス様のことを教えたの覚えてる？
You know, do you remember when you were spiritual infants? I was like your mother. I was the one that was feeding you. I was giving you the milk. You needed it in little, you know, you needed it in a liquid form because you weren't ready to chew on any hard chunks yet.
だからその時にはあなたがクリスチャンやっていうふうに思って話しなくて、もうコリントの文化のぐちゃぐちゃの文化の中からもうすぐに出てきた、もう出てきたてほやほやの人やと思って話した。あの時覚えてる？
You know, to be born again, it means like, you know, you were just coming out of that immorality and all that kind of terrible filth. You guys had just been reborn. You were infants. You knew nothing about the spiritual life that was ahead of you. You didn't try to boast and think of yourselves as mature Christians at that point.
そしてあなたに御言葉を教える時、ママがいつかこの赤ちゃん成長したらええなと思う気持ちをおっぱいあげるように話した。あれ覚えてる？
And do you remember as I was a loving mother to you, as a spiritual mother, I was the one that was feeding you just so carefully, and we both dreamed of the day when you wouldn't need me to have you me there all the time to feed you. Okay, and so how many years has it been now since you guys have become Christians? And do you think that I still got milk coming out my breasts? Because I don't. You know, you guys still want to get the milk, but it's not supposed to be that way anymore.
Okay, 3節読んでみましょう。あなた方はまだ肉に属しているか、僕そんなこと言うんです。あなた方の間に妬みや争いがあるとすれば、あなた方は肉に属していると言えるではありませんか。そして何のように歩んでいる、ただの人のように歩んでいるではありませんか。ある人が、君らのうちある人が、私はパウロ派やとか、こっちでは私はアポロ派やとか言うてるって、そういうことではあなた方はもうただの人やんかって。
In verse 3, Paul continues, You are still worldly, for since there is jealousy and quarreling among you, are you not worldly? Are you not acting like mere men? For when one says, I follow Paul, and another, I follow Apollos, are you not mere men?
つまり、あなたたちがどれだけ自分が優れたクリスチャンになったと思ってるか知らんけど。
You know, He's saying pretty much like, all right, I don't know how, you know, mature Christians, you guys may think or have an image in your own minds of what you are. And I have no idea exactly how much of the Bible you've really memorized or really become familiar with. And there may be amazing miracles happening and there's, you know, great things happening spiritually around you. But if you are quarreling, And if you're judging other people, and if you're, you know, quarreling with other churches and you're, you know, making trouble for each other, do you think you can say you're true Christians? You're living just like everybody else.
どういうことなの？
What's going on?
この辺のコリント人と教会で救われたあなたと何がちゃうの？
You know, if that's the way you're acting, then what's the difference between people that live down the street and you guys which call yourself a church?
何が問題な？
What is the problem?
そしてパウロはそれがジェラシーが問題やって妬みが問題やということをすぐに分かってたんです。
And Paul knew right away that jealousy, this is something, you know, that was the true root of the problem. He knew it right away.
そして妬みとはその元々の意味はライバル心ということです。
Okay, and so jealousy, if you want to say in a different way, it's a rivalry that's come up between the different groups.
だから私たちクリスチャンは どんな形のライバル心であったとしても非常にそれを注意する必要があります。
And so for us today, this is something we want to be aware of as Christians, and as there are different kind of Christians all over the world, there's people believe in different ways, we need to be beware of rivalry.
神様は私たちが成熟したクリスチャンになるように、キリストの弟子になるように願っておられます。
Of course, we are all hoping that we can grow spiritually, we want to be Christian, full-on workers, not infants.
それはパウロがコリントの教会の人たちが赤ちゃんのクリスチャンから成熟したクリスチャンになるのと望んでいると同じようにです。
And so, of course, it's the same thing that Paul wanted for the church in Corinth.
もちろん皆さんは自分がイエス様を信じて、そしてイエス様は自分のために罪のために、死んでくださっ て、そのことを信じるならば、そして自分の主は自分の王はイエス・キリストだと信じるならば、もちろん皆さんは救われてるんよ。もちろん皆さんはボーンアゲインしてるんよ。生まれ変わってるんよ。Righteous なんよ。義なんですよ。
Okay, so put a finger on this passage of the Bible. We do need to say that it is very clear that if you believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that He did die on the cross to rescue you from your sins, you do have eternal life. You are a child of God. That is not anything that is up for discussion.
でもあなたの人生を実際の人生の部分を観察してみたら、あなたは御霊に属する人ですか、それともちゃうもん、この世に属するものですか、どっちですか。
But, you know, even though you maybe had made that decision to have Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord, what kind of fruit are you developing in your life? What kind of things are you showing to the people around you?
つまり、イエス様に呼ばれたもの、召されたものとしてふさわしい品格を持った人を御霊の人とパウロは言い、それの品格を持ってない人を肉の人と言って、二つのタイプのクリスチャンが存在するんだということをパウロは教えたんです。
And so at this point Paul was saying, listen, so there's Christians and you all are Christians, that the people that have believed, but there are definitely two types of Christians right now, and it's developing different fruit in you, and you need to be careful what kind of fruit that you're developing as a Christian or you're developing fruit that are still of this world.
で、その2つの差はどこにあるんですか?
And so what is the gap there?
僕たちはちゃんとしたクリスチャンとそうでないクリスチャンの差っていうのは、例えば人の前で祈れるとか、例えば僕みたいにここに立ってなんか聖書のことをいろいろ喋れるとか、聖書の知識があるとか、そういうことだと思うんです。
You know, and a lot of people, they would think, okay, well, what does it mean to be a really good Christian? Well, that means you could probably pray well, you could probably speak well in front of other people, you know, you've got the spiritual vocabulary.
もしくはクリスチャンの家庭で育てられて、クリスチャンとしての年数が長い人。
Oh yeah, it's if you've were born into a Christian family, or how many years you've been a Christian, andYou know, the superiority over, you know, the length of time you've been a Christian.
そういうのがクリスチャンの人たちと集まったらどういう会話をすべきか、なんかもう本能的に知ってる人とか。
You know, and if you meet together with other Christians, if you can have a good Christian conversation, if it's like natural for you to speak like a Christian.
そんな人、そういう人を私たちは御霊に属する人やというふうに思ってしまうんですけど。
And so that's the kind of people we'd be like, yeah, those are the real Christians. That's the Christian character that we are looking for.
でもそこがパウロの基準ではなかったんです。
But actually, that is not the way that Paul was seeing things. That is not the characteristics Paul was looking at.
つまりそれは神様の基準ではないということです。
And that is probably we can say very clearly as well. That is not exactly what God is looking for.
基準はどこにあるんですか？それはライバル心があるかないかです。
And one of the most important things is there a rivalry? Is there a competitive spirit that is in you?
つまり知識の量とちゃうというんです。
And so it's not about how much you know.
つまりもっと言うんやったら神様の霊を受けてるかどうかでさえないというんです。
And it's not even, you know, whether or not you have the Spirit of God in you, the Holy Spirit is dwelling in you.
つまり成熟の印というのはRivalry が、ライバル心が、そして、妬みや争いがないことだというんです。
So, to have a good character, a Christian character that is healthy, would be to not have rivalry, to not have jealousy, to not be quarreling among your brothers and sisters in Christ.
つまり、キリストの霊を内側に持ってるかどうかというポイントではなくて、内側にキリストの霊があって、それが私たちの人生を支配し、私たちの態度や決断を支配しているかどうかなんです。
When we received Jesus Christ as our Savior, the Spirit of God came into us. That's not under question. What is under question is whether or not we're letting that out, whether or not we're letting that be a part of our character, whether if that's the majority of the decisions being made through the Spirit of God, or whether we're deciding to keep it in the closet and we're just working on our own.
どうするとここで僕たち ちは頭ちょっと考えないさなのか。つまりクリスチャンとしての成熟もしくは成長の度合いというのは、私たちがどんだけ知ってるかとか、どんなすごいことできるかじゃなくて、私がどれほど謙遜で他の人と良い人間関係を形成できるかがポイントなんやと思います。
And so for Christian maturity, we could say like it's not about all the amazing skills you have or the wonderful, amazing Christian talents you have, but rather how well you can get along with other people with a modest or a humble heart.
謙遜さと人間関係を壊すのは何ですか？
You know, what messes up modesty and what messes upRelationships with other people.
これです。ライバル心です。
Rivalry.
あの人よりも私の方が正しいとか。
No, I'm right. They're wrong.
分かってるとか。
I know what I'm talking about.
うん。それが争いや分裂を引き起こすんです。それが結婚の中で、職場の中で、そして残念ながら教会の中でもそれがあるということがあります。
And so that's something that's going to, those kind of feelings, when you start to talk like that, those are things that are going to start to build walls, that are going to start to make enemies in your workplace, in your school place, in your homes, and unfortunately also in the church.
じゃあ、皆さんに質問です。心を探ってください。皆さんは負けることが得意ですか？
All right, everyone. Look into your own hearts. Are you good at Losing?
本当に他の人に勝利を与え、チームに勝利を与えるために自分は一旦引き下がるということを得意とできますか？
Are you able to? Yeah, I lost. Here you go. Wow, good job. You're the winner. And are you able to lift other people up by humbly accepting defeat?
僕はこの間読んだビジネス書リーダーシップの本があるんですけれども、
I'm reading a book that's on business leadership.
ここにこう書いてました。ビジネスの世界である程度のエグゼクティブの地位まで行くのはあなたの頑張りとやる気とその競争心によってそこまで行けるけれど。
And, it says in the book something very interesting, and it says in order to become a leader in business, you know, there's a certain amount of competitive spirit, certain amount of just fight that you got to go for it, you got to get to that certain level, and that's totally true for this up to this point.
でもそこまで行ってそれよりも上に行きたかったら、あなたが今一番処理しないといけないのは、あなたをここまで連れてきたライバル心を処理しないといけないのです。
And, it says also in that book though, when you reach a certain level of leadership, you have to suddenly stop, change the rules, and you got to take out that competitive spirit that you have, or you're not going to be able to grow anymore. This next part is not going to be available to you.
僕それ読んだ瞬間、あ、こいつ聖書が取り合ったなっていうふうに思ったんだけど。
And when I read it, I was like, this guy has definitely been reading the Bible.
そう、このライバル心というのはビジネスもあなたのキャリアも友情も結婚も壊すんです。
And, you know, this competitive spirit, this rivalry, this can really, it can destroy, the relationships around you, it can destroy, the relationships at work, at school, at church.
うん、パウロは自分がすごく大事にしてきたコリントのクリスチャンたち、コリントの教会を、そこの何人かの人たちのライバル心がもうめちゃくちゃにしたということをすごい残念に思ってて。
You know, and Paul was so frustrated after all the work he had done, all the kind of, you know, the developing, all the raising of this churches, different churches in Corinth, to see them start to fight amongst each other and have all this rivalry and stuff, it was just breaking his heart.
皆さんはどうですか？皆さんにはライバル心がありますか？
What about you? Are you a real rival? Do you like to like really be, feel like you're the winner?
それを見つけてください。
If you can find that and pinpoint it.
それを持ってるって正直に認めてください。
And you just need to first of all recognize that it's there.
そしてそれを捨ててください。
And that's where we need to get that surgery. That's what we need to get out.
それは聖書の知識よりも、どんなに美しい言葉で祈れるかよりも大事なクリスチャンとしての成長なのです。
And to help your Christian growth, to be healthier, this is what needs to be removed from you, not it doesn't matter how much of the, you know, Christian wisdom or the different kind of skills that you have.
神様その成長を願っておられますし、皆さんの助けようとされています。
And we believe that God would desire this and he wants to help you do it.
Okay, 続いてパウロはこういうふうに言いました。5節見てみましょう。
Going back to the scripture.
皆さん考えてください。アポロとは誰ですか？パウロ、僕は誰なんですか？僕らはね、あなた方が信仰に入るために用いられたしもべであって、主がおのおの私たち一人一人に授けられた通りのことをしたのです。あなたに指示された仕事違うで、神様に授けられた仕事をしただけなんです。私は植えました。チャーチプランティングしました。アポロは水を注ぎました。あなたたちを育てました。水を注いで栄養をあげましたけれども、しかし成長させたのは神です。それで大切なのは植える人でもなく、水を注ぐ人でもなく、 アポロでも僕でもなく成長させてくださる神なのです。植えるもの、僕とパウロ、パウロと水を注ぐアポロは一つです。それぞれ自分自身の働きに従って自分自身の報酬を受けます。私たちは神の協力者です。ライバルじゃないんです。協力者で、あなた方は神様の畑なんです。
Okay, we're going back into chapter 3 of 1 Corinthians, going to verse 5. What, after all, is Apollos? And what is Paul? Only servants, though whom you came to believe, through whom you came to believe, and as the Lord has assigned to each his task. I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God made it grow. So neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow. The man who plants and the man who waters have only one purpose, and each will be rewarded according to his own labor. For we are God's fellow workers, and you are God's field.
You are God's field. あなたは神様の畑です。これパウロイエス様真似しとんねんで畑の例え使うのは。
Paul is using one of the kind of the parabolic kind of things that Jesus would have said, like you're God's field. You know, we're indirect references here. Yeah.
そしてこういうふうに教えたんです。君らはアポ、僕はアポロ派やパウロ派や言うてるかもしれないけど、アポロと僕はチームメンバーなんやでと言ったんです。
You know, and he's like, listen, you know, you're saying like who's works, I'm under Apollos or I'm under Paul or all that, but listen, you guys have got it wrong. You know, we're just workers for the team here.
で、あなたがイエス様に従うように、あなた方がイエス様に従うように神様が用いてくださったチームのメンバー同士なんです、僕らは。
And we're nothing more than you guys. You have decided to have Christ as your Lord, and it's the same for us. We are just working for Jesus Christ, who is our Lord.
それは働きの種類はちょっとちゃうで。
You know, the tasks that we are given to help with God's kingdom are different.
で、僕は最初にイエス様のことを教えたし、アポロは君たちに聖書のいろいろなことを書いてると教えたと思うけど。
The gospel, it's the seed, and I was the planter. Paul says, I was planting the seed in you all, but Apollos came and he helped to water the seed to give it the nourishment to grow.
だけどチームやね、僕らは。
But that's all. We were just team members doing our part.
だからどっちが偉いかなんて絶対言わんといて。
But you know, please, there is no need to compare whose job is more important on the same team.
なぜならばクリスチャンとして大事なのはチーム魂だからです。
You know, and it's because to be a good Christian, it's all about having good teamwork.
チーム魂を養ってください、皆さん。
You know, we need to have the spirit, the team spirit. Team spirit is something we need continually.
21世紀のクリスチャンの愚かなとこっていうのは何か絶対に皆さんに取り入れてほしくない21世紀のクリスチャンの傾向があるんです。
You know, unfortunately, there's a trend in the 21st century Christians, and it's something that's terrible, and we need to be sure that we are not developing this in our own lives.
世界中にはたくさんのクリスチャンのリーダーたちがいて、それぞれ素晴らしい働きをしています。
Yeah, there's people, there's Christians all around the world, in all different countries, and all different backgrounds, and they're doing wonderful.Work.
あるところはイエス様のことを知らない人たちにイエス様のことを伝えるエヴァンジェリスト、伝道者という人たち。
There's evangelists. They're on the front lines. They're talking to people who've never heard of Jesus Christ before.
例えば苦しんでいる奴隷を解放するため、もしくは汚い水を飲んでいる人たちにきれいな水を提供するために社会運動をしているクリスチャンのリーダーたちもいます。
There's people that are working more in the welfare. They're helping the poor. They're helping the people that have no clean water. They're helping people that are in poverty. That are in slavery.
また教会のリーダーとして。教会に来る人たちに聖書を教え、生活をサポートする牧師たちもいます。
And there's pastors, they're the shepherds. They gather people together and they're helping to lead them in the correct direction so that they can have healthy lives.
で、その中には何人かアホな人たちがおって、こういうふうに言うんです。いや、あなたたちは僕みたいに、なんであなたたちは教会の壁の中に留まってるんですか。僕みたいに出て行って福音をあなたたちも述べ伝えるべきやとか言うたり。
And so unfortunately, people with this different tasks, supposed to be on the same team, they're pointing fingers at people on different tasks, you know. Hey, pastors, why are you guys all just sitting in your nice, comfortable, air-conditioned churches? Why didn't you come out here and help us on the fields where all the people are on the front line where they don't even ever know of Jesus Christ?
そういうたら、いやいやいや、君たちもイエス様の話ばっかりして実際に何も手伝ってないから人にパンをあげることが大事で、きれいな水をあげることが大事で、僕みたいに社会運動をもっとするべきや。
But you know, then the people from the welfare section will be listening. Why aren't you guys helping the poor? Why aren't you feeding people? Look, we got the soup kitchen here. We're feeding people. While you guys are just talking about the gospel and not doing anything about it?
Yeah, yeah.あなたたちは自分勝手なことばっかりしてるけども、ホームベースが一番大事やね。あなたたちは教会で働くべきや。
You know, no, come on. You know, give me the soup kitchen. That's not working. We got to get out there and live with the homeless. We got to work with the homeless. It's all about the homeless.
あのね、 パウロはこういうふうに言ったんです。それぞれの違いを働きしている人がおったとしても、それは一つの目的に使えるチームなんです。フェローワーカーなんです。共同に一緒に働く協力者なんですと言ったんです。
And so Paul's like, you know, everybody's doing good work. Everybody's working for the same, the end goal is the same, the result. Everyone is working for the same harvest, and we need to stop pointing fingers. We're supposed to be working together. We're supposed to be teammates.
教会では絶対に皆さんクリスチャンとしてキリストの弟子としてチーム魂はめちゃくちゃ大事なんです。
Team spirit is a humongous thing that we need to keep in mind as we are trying to be healthy Christians.
それは教会だけではなくて皆さんの結婚の中でもそして職場の中でもです。
Team spirit. This is something that is just goes outside of the church. It's going to help you to have a better, healthier home, a healthier marriage, a healthier workplace.
Okay, Papa さん、ママさんたちよく聞いてよ。パパが、朝7時半に家出て夜10時に帰ってくるオフィスでの、大阪のオフィスでの仕事をすることが重要ですか？それともママが、お家で、子育てをして子供にトイレトレーニングをして好き嫌いなくご飯食べさせたりなんかお友達に優しくしたりすることを教えて、どっちの方が大事？
Okay, so moms and dads, we have two clearly different roles. We have the dad that's going to leave home and be gone all day long, and he's working in a salary to bring home money to help to support the family throughout the month. Or we have mom who is home with the children every day, teaching the potty training, that's teaching them how to, you know, to eat properly, how to go to school and do their homework. So which job is more important here?
Okay, Papa, じゃあこういうふうに、俺外出て働いて疲れとんねん。
Are you kidding me? I get up 6 a.m. I'm on the train an hour.Go to work. I'm working hard all day here.
ママはこういうふうに言うわけで、いや、私ずっと子供見てほんまにしんどいね。あんたそれどれで死ぬか分かるからへんやろ。
Are you kidding me? Look at these kids. Look at the mess they're always making. They're doing potty on my hands and stuff. It's just disgusting. And you have to deal with the potty training.
はい、皆さんどっちが大事ですか
？So which is more important?
はい。いや、その考え方がライバル陣やねんな。
That in itself is right there. They're both very important jobs. That's the rivalry right there. You know,
はどっちも大事なんだ。
Obviously, you need both.
パパは How can I help you? とどうしたらあなたの仕事が楽になりますかと聞かなあかんし。
With team spirit, it needs to be not what I'm doing, is what can I do for you.
そうでママはもうはいなんでよなんで早く帰ってけ何考えてんのよって言うんじゃなくてあなたがもっと早くしっかりと自分のゴールを達成するために私は何ができますか。
You know, and so for the wife, maybe it's like, Hi, why don't you come home earlier? Why are you always come home at 10 at night? I need you. It should be more like, hey, you know, you're doing great. What's that? What can I do for you? Give a little massage when you get home there. Thank you. You're working hard for the family.
子育てというチームなんだもん。
You know, it's because this family, we are a team.
僕の会社にもおったんや。いや、チームワークが大事や。チームにならな、俺らチームにならなあかんよって。要するに、僕がまだ若い時に勤めた会社の先輩やねんけど、要するに若い僕らを駒遣いさせただけの人がおったんや。
You know, there are people at the job place, and they understand the idea, like, oh yeah, teamwork, teamwork. Hey everybody, let's be a team, let's be a team. Everybody work together, everybody work together. Everybody work together while I go have a cigarette.
お前らちゃんとチームのために働きよとか言いながら。
Yeah, there's plenty of people that are saying that, but they're actually not living it themselves.
で、結局彼はチームを導けずに会社を辞めてしま
う。You know, people are the ones that usually leave first. They are the ones that left the company.
残念ながらそういう愚かなリーダーっていうのは牧師の中にもいるんです。
And unfortunately, it doesn't happen only in the workplace, but it happens in churches too.
他の教会の牧師先生と一つのプロジェクトをしたときにこういう人がいました。
And there was a pastor, he was trying to make a project happen, and he said this.
チームワークが大事と言ってたんやけど。
He said that, you know, teamwork is very important.
彼がチームワークを大事にすることができなかった。
But he was unfortunately not able to do that teamwork himself.
多分それはプライドが高すぎたのかもしれない。
Maybe there was some pride involved there.
そこにいたチームの中にいた人とのライバル心があったのかもしれない。
Maybe there was some rivalry, you know, jealousy happening between some of the team members, and the pastor was jealous of what they could do.
Okay, じゃあ皆さん聞きます。皆さんはチームワークと自分の感情やプライドとどっちを大事にするタイプですか？
All right, so for yourself.You know, the team spirit, the teamwork. Are you ready to take one for the team, or is your pride always the one that gets to win?
あなたは自分のその時の感情やプライドよりもチームが達成しようとしている共通の目標を大事だと理解できますか？
Is it possible for you to keep the goal of the team first and foremost in your mind, even when it means that it may belittle yourself or take a shot to the pride?
それがチームワークです。
That's the real team spirit.
そしてキリストの弟子であるクリスチャンは家庭でも教会でも職場でもそのチームワークのスピリットを持って出ていくべきなのです。
And so for Paul, that was what was really important. He tried to share that when he was there with them for the year and a half in Corinth, and he was really encouraging them to go back to that.
パウロは言いました。教会っていうのはね、神様の畑なんですよ。
And he said to the people, you know, the church, all of you, you are God's field.
つまり神様はあなたを育てようとしてるんですよ。
And you know, God is trying to raise you up. God is trying to make you grow.
いや、僕ガーデニング別に好きでも何でもないねんけど、ミコさんがトマトを植えてんやんか、この間。
You know, actually, I'm not a real big fan of gardening myself, but you know, Miko encouraged me, and so actually, I've actually started trying to do a little gardening myself.
実を鳴らして赤くなってきた、やっぱ嬉しいもんやで、これ。
Tomatoes, you know, you raise them, and it's just a green stick until finally something's grown and it's red color. Woo!
Feeling good.
You know those crows, you know when you see crows, I've never wanted to shoot anything so much in my life. You know, and if something that you've really worked hard to develop and grow takes over time, you know, you want to protect it. And so,How is God trying to raise you up?
それはあなたをライバル心のないチームワーカーとして、チームワークをで働く人として、育てたいんです。
And God wants to try to raise you up to be part of a crop, a field that is going to work together well, not to be a thorn that's going to pricking your neighbor.
あなたは家庭の中で、職場の中で、教会の中でチームプレイヤーですか？
Are you a team player at home, at work, at school?
それともな、あの阪神甲子園球場やアメリカのフットボールスタジアムにおるベンチにすあのベンチとスタジアムの観客席に座ってビール飲みながら、いやもっと走れよ、なんて大変ねえもうって。
You know, there are people that go to sporting events, you know, maybe to watch the baseball game, the football game, and they're like, they're the bench coach, you know. There's a coach for the team, but these guys think they know better than the coach, and they try to shout over the coach's head and try to, like, deliver the plays. They're like, what are you doing? You know, get back in the game. You know, you're not doing what the coach tells you, but he's actually not the coach. He's just somebody drinking beer. God's not trying to raise up a bunch of spectators.
そうじゃなくてチームプレイヤーを作りたいんです。
God's trying to get a bunch of people together that can work together.
イエス様が十二弟子を選ばれた時もそうでした。
And for the 12 disciples, Jesus needed to be sure that they are going to be able to work together and have team spirit.
そして社会はこのチームスピリットを持っている人を求めています。
And so, to be honest, this society, our society around us, they are looking for people who have team spirit.
そしてもちろん教会の中でもそれは大事です。
And of course, it's really important here in church.
皆さんどうぞチームプレイヤーであることを学んでください。
Let's be a team player.
僕はコリントの教会のようにこの教会をしたくないんです。
I don't want to see the same things that happened in the church in Corinth to happen here.
それは僕も皆さんもフェローワーカーなのです。協力者なのです。神の協力者なんです。
So, myself included, we are all working together. We are all team players.
神の教会は畑だとパウロは言いましたけど。
God, Paul was saying that the church is like a field.
彼の頭の中でこれがあなたは God's field, 神の畑だと言った裏側にあなたは God's holy land. あなたは神の土地なんだと言おうとしたんです。
So as we are the field of God, we are being raised up to be part of God's harvest. That also means that the land that we are on is all part of God's kingdom.
そしてそこで神の国が立ち上がるのです。
And on that will be the kingdom of God that is raised.
そしてそこにいる皆さんは神様がどのような方かをそこで表すのです。
And we are to be showing God's glory through our actions. We are supposed to be the living proof of what God is.
パウロは私たちのことを神の聖なる土地だ、ホーリーランドだ、畑だと言いましたけれども、もう一つ、あなたは神の建物、もしくは神の神殿ですとも言いました。
Okay, and so Paul referred to the church to us as we are being raised up in the field. We are the field of God. But he also said we are like the God's land.And we are also like God's temple.
Okay, 読んでみましょう。9節。
We're going to go into verse 9 again.
またあなた方は神の建物です。そして私は神の恵みによって与えられた神の恵みによって私は賢い建築家もしくは現場監督のように土台を据えました。そして他の人がその上につまり他、ね、コリントの パトロンチャーチプランチャーチハウスチャーチリーダーたちがその上に家を建てます。で、どのように建てるかについてはそれぞれが注意しなければいけません。というのは誰もすでに据えられている土台の他に他の土台を据えることはできないからです。その土台とはイエス・キリストです。
Okay, so in verse 9, it's actually the second half of the same verse. We already read how we are God's fields. Paul continues in the same verse, For you are also God's building. By the grace God has given me, I laid a foundation as an expert builder, and someone else is building on it. But each one should be careful how he builds.
パウロはコリントの教会をスタートした時に、それを教会を神の建物、神殿に例えました。
And so Paul, made the church as an example of being A place where God would dwell, God's temple.
そして僕はその工事現場の現場監督の親方だと言ったんです。
And Paul's like, and I'm the, you know, this is the construction site, and I'm the foreman on the construction site.
そして僕はあなたたちのためにきっちりとした土台を据えたつもりです。それはイエス・キリストですと言ったんです。
And I'm there as the foreman is to make sure that you are building this church on a really good, solid foundation, which is of course Jesus Christ.
そしてその上にあなたたちが教会を建てようとしているんだけれども、何で建てるかをめっちゃ注意してほしいねんと。
And you know, when we build upon this foundation of Jesus Christ to make a church, we need to be very careful of the materials we use.
が何で建てるんですか。どのようなマテリアルを建てるんですか。読んでみましょう。12節。
Okay, going back to verse 12 to see what kind of materials.
もしあなたがこの神殿を建てるというプロジェクトに協力するとして、もし誰かがあなたがこの土台、私が据えた土台の上に金銀、宝石、もしくは木、草、藁などで建てるんやとしたら、各人あなたの働きの結果がええか悪いかは後で明瞭になります。いつ見えるのか、その日がそれを明らかにするのです。というのはその日は火と共に現れ、この日がその人その力で各人の働きの進化を試すからです。でもし誰かを建てたものが残るんやったらその人は報いを受けるし、残らへんにやったら損害を受けるけれども、自分自身は火の中をくぐるようにして立つかいます。
Okay, looking at from verse 12 to 15, If any man builds on this foundation, Jesus Christ, using gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay or straw, his work will be shown for what it is, because the day will bring it to light. It will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each man's work. If what he has built survives, he will receive his reward. If it is burned up, he will suffer loss. He himself will be saved, but only as one escaping through the flames.
ここでどういう言葉で始まってますか?もしあなたが建てるならば、 If you build という言葉から始まってるの聞いた?
It starts in verse 12, like Jumumi says, it starts out, if any man builds on this foundation, right?
つまりビルダーになってください。教会を建て上げる人になってください。崩す人じゃなくて建て上げる人になってください。
We don't want to be destroyers. We want to be ones that build things up. We want to be ones to help to build up God's church.
それは教会というコミュニティだけではありません。あなたが属するすべてのコミュニティでそれを建て上げる人になってください。
You know, and it's not just about church. Anywhere that you are, you want to be building people up. You want to be building things up around.
家族であっても、結婚であっても、PTA であっても、
in the family, in your relationships, in your with your spouse, at work.At home.
うちの和樹君は、まあまあ、高校生の割にはよくお手伝いをする子です。
Yeah, my son Kazuki, he's a high school student, you know, and he does all right. He does all right. He helps around the house a little bit and stuff. He's good.
例えばお手伝いを全然せへん、ええ加減なもうドラ息子やとして、
Even if Kazuki was the worst high school student child of my son, but he was still just doing absolutely nothing.
でそうやったとしても僕の彼に対する愛は変わらないと思います。
You know, even still, I would, I'm sure, it wouldn't change. I would still love him.
彼がお手伝いするかしないかで家族であるか家族ではなくなるか、それは決まりません。
You know, because he helps or not, it doesn't make him a non-family member or a member.
でももし家族が家族のメンバーなんだったら、僕はパパとして彼に家族のメンバーとして機能すること、家族を立て上げる働きに参加することを僕は要求します。
You know, but if he is going to be a member of our family, I would request him to try to be helpful in making the family work more smoothly to help to build up the family.
顔をバチンとこうやって入って、よーお前聞けよ。
Alright, Kazuki, give him the old face squeeze.
そう、お前の反抗的な態度やグータラしてる、その、 それで家族潰すな言うて言うと思うね。
You know, I'd be like, you know, you're going through this time. I know teenagers, the hormones are raging and stuff, but don't destroy our family.
ほんまや。あなたは僕みたいに例えば教会のリーダーじゃないかもしれんよ。
You know, and I realize you're not gonna, maybe you won't grow up to be a church leader like myself.
だけれども皆さんは神の家族なのです。
But you know, everyone is part of God's family.
そして神の家族は教会を立て上げることに協力するか、教会を潰すことに協力するか、どっちかなんです。
And you're either helping it to build up the church or you're destroying the church, one or the other.
そして立て上げるにしても素晴らしいマテリアルで素晴らしい道具で立て上げるか、なんか結局最後は価値がなかったねっていうもので立て上げるか、どっちかなんです。
And when you're building something up, it could be made out of paper, it could be made out of straw, it could be made of something that is very fragile, it's going to break eventually, or it could be made of something very valuable that is going to last forever.
例えば皆さんは神の家族のメンバーで教会のメンバーかもしれんけれども、じゃあ金銀宝石価値のあるもので教会というコミュニティを立て上げるとはどういうことなんでしょうか。
And so what does it mean to have, you know, valuable things like gold and silver and jewels and, you know, rubies and diamonds and emeralds, building things with diamond. What does that mean?
調べてんけどね、誰も分からへんって書いて
ある。You know, actually, I've looked at a lot of places up, and it's not really written clearly anywhere.
だからこれは聖書の言葉じゃなくて僕の意見やけど。
All right, so this is the Fumi version.、
うん、僕はね、例えば金銀宝石って考えた時、僕は感謝を通して教会を立て上げる、謙遜さや犠牲を通して教会を立て上げることが、金銀宝石で立て上げるということちゃうかなと思うんです。Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, personally, I think that the things that are we cannot see are the things that are most valuable sometimes, and things like the thanksgiving, thankful hearts, a sacrificial, you know, you're putting yourself last, you know, letting others go first, and just this kind of attitude. These are things that are going to be the valuable, long-lasting materials that you build with.
を通して教会を立てるってこと。
Using always like valuing the truth and doing things with the right feeling and being concerned about others' well-being first.、
うん、神の声を聞き従うという従う心。
Listening to God's voice and moving according to that.、
うん、でもそうじゃなくてなんか適当なもんで立て上げることもできるかもしれません。
You know, but of course there's ways to build things just randomly, just you know, kind of.With the available, you know, materials around you.
木、草、藁、それはあなたにとって何ですか?
You know, so what would it mean to build things without actually having really deep value? Things built out of grass or, you know, just wood and stuff like that.
役立ってるように見えるかもしれへんけれども、とこしえの価値がないもので、なんかやってるつもりになってることはないですか?
You know, so what exactly does that mean? You're doing it, you're going through the motions, but...Your heart's not in it, maybe, and it's just, so it's just there, the structure's there and everything, but it probably isn't going to last the test of time.
でもパウロは言うんです。でもそれでも立ててるんやったらいいわと。
You know, but Paul's like, at least if you're building and just not tearing down...
でもあなたは壊してませんかって。
But have you been, oops, kind of knocking down walls anywhere?
だってコリントのリーダーたちは壊してて。
You know, in Corinth, there's leaders, and the leaders themselves were tearing down the church.
立ててるんやったらよと。
You know, as long as you keep building, going up, and not tearing down.
でももし君が壊してるとしたら。
But if you are one of the ones that's destroying.
もしあなたが神の家族を壊してるとしたら。
If you are one that is breaking up God's family.
もしあなたが神の建物を壊してるとしたら。
If you are breaking the temple of God.
覚えておいてほしいことが。
Oh boy.
OK, 16節見てみましょう。
Yeah.
あなた方は神の教会という神の神殿である。あなたは違うで。あなた方、you プルーラルやで。複数形やで。あなた方は神の神殿であり、神の御霊があなた方の中に宿っておられることを知らないですか。もし、さっきはもし誰かが建てるなら言うだけど、今回逆や。もしあなたが神の神殿を壊すんやったとしたら、残念でした。神がその人を滅ぼされます。なんで?神の神殿は聖なるものだからです。あなた方が神の神殿なのです。
Okay, here it comes, verse 16. Don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple and that God's Spirit lives in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, game over. God will destroy him, for God's temple is sacred and you are that temple.
これは聖書の中で最も厳しい言葉です。
This, it doesn't get much, you know, stricter than this.
神の神殿である教会をあなたが壊すならあなたが滅ぼされると。
If you mess with God's temple, you're done.
だけれどもこれは同時に最も愛のある言葉なんです。
But this is also said with complete love.
あなた方は神の神殿です。
You know, you are God's temple. God resides in you.
どれほど神様があなたを愛しているかわかりますか?
How much does God love you?
それを壊すことがどんな意味かわかりますか?
You know, do you know what it means to like destroy what it is that God has built up?
それはミノリザウルスがフミさん の, あの聖書を壊すのと分けたもねんで。
You know, it's such a different realm from, you know, the Minori monster tearing apart Dad's Bible.
うん。あなたはどうですか?
What about you?
同様のようにして神の神殿を壊すことができますか?
In what ways are you destroying God's temple?
それはライバル心を持つこと。
And is there rivalry in you?
そして人を裁くこと。
Is there a judging heart in you?
それは教会というコミュニティを壊します。
Those are the things that destroy the church community.
教会は神様が愛されている大切なものなんです。
The church is so valued by God.
イエス様が命をかけて愛されたんです。
Jesus loved the church so much. He loved us so much.
神の御霊が
sacrificed his life.
神の御霊が宿る神殿なのです。
And it's where the Holy Spirit resides in us.
それがあなたなのです。
And that is us. We are the temples.
なのじゃあそれをあの人はちゃんとやってるあの人はちゃんとやってないこの人はちゃんとしたクリスチャンこの人はそうでないクリスチャンって裁く働きっていうのは誰の役目ですか
You know, and whose job is it to be like good Christian? No, bad person. No, no, bad, 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 bad. Ah, he's pretty good. Not good. That's whose job?
あのリーダーはちゃんとしたリーダーでこのリーダーは悪いリーダーって誰ですか
You know, oh, that's a good leader over there. They're doing God's work. No, that leader's not really in the right direction.
13節さっき見てください。13節各人の働きはその日がそれを明らかにするのですと書いてあるんです。
And back in verse 13, if we look again, it says, His work will be shown for what it is.
つまり神様があなたの成果をチェックするのであって、あなたが他の人のがちゃんとやってるかどうかを裁かんでええねんというんです。
And it's saying that God is going to have the last say as to who did what and who was doing the right thing, and that is absolutely not your concern.
人を裁くのは主であって、あなたの仕事ではないというんです。
Our Lord is the one who decides who is doing what is right or what is wrong, and is not our job.
クリスチャンの品性としてとっても大事なこと。それは。
And that's an important part of our Christian character.
他の人を裁かない。それをするときめっちゃ注意しなきゃ。
Do not judge other people. So important.
例えば自分が正しいと思うこと、クリスチャンとしてこれが正しいとか思うこと、もしくは自分の神学的なアプローチとか立場って、それは皆さんにとっては全部かもしれないけど、神様がやろうとしていることのでっかいパイの一部なんです。
You know, no matter how much it's burning you up inside, no matter how much you feel like you're right, no matter how much you feel you are correct in a situation, it's not your place to try to tell people that they're wrong.
パイの一つなんて一切れなんです。
And we are all pieces of the same pie.
だからあなた自分と違う人たちを裁くのをめっちゃ注意してください。
And so it needs to be done with a really, really careful consideration before we start to point fingers.
僕は皆さんの牧師として今ちょっとお願いがあるんです。
And as a pastor, I'd like really to ask you guys, everyone.
この時代のアホなクリスチャンの人たちっていうのはこういうふうに言うんです。あのネットでああいうふうなことを言うてるあの牧師先生は偽預言者やとか偽教師とか間違った教えやとかどうとかこうとかもうめっちゃ言うねん。
There's a lot of foolish Christians out there that they go online and they see pastors or whatever and they're like they're you know they're just slandering those pastors and saying that they're like they're false prophets and they're just putting all kinds of stuff up on their Facebook lines and stuff like that.
あの先生のアプローチは正しくてだから私あれ賛成やねんとかこっち賛成やねんって言うんやけど。
You know, oh, this pastor, he's cool and he's got the good message. Yeah, that's the real thing over here. And that pastor, he's no good. Oh, I wouldn't listen to him.
Okay, 心で思うなとは言えへんから。口にするのネットに載せるのもうめちゃくちゃ注意してください。
You know, I understand that your feelings in your heart, you can't hide those from yourself, and it may truly be in there. Keep it to yourself.
なんでかと言ったら、誰も神様がなさろうとしている働きの全体像を誰も見れないからです。
You know, and it's because there are all different types for all different people, and there are God's work is being done by all different kind of people, and it's not our right to point.
自分はパイの一部でしかないのに全体を分かってるふりするのは傲慢さでありライバル心なんです。
And we're just one slice of the pie, and anywhere else that we're looking around and checking out the other ingredients in the pie, that's our own foolishness.
そしてパイであるためには絶対に他のピースが必要なんです。
You know, and to make a pie, we need the other pieces.
それは 教会でも同じだし、家族でもビジネスでも全部でも同じです。
You know, it's the same in church, it's the same in your business.
だからクリスチャンの品性として裁かないことをどうぞ覚えておいてください。
And so please do not judge other people.
今ちょっと皆さん静まって考えてみましょう。皆さんの中にこの裁く心はないですか？
Please just take a moment and just look inside your own heart. And is there anything inside your heart that needs to be cleaned out?
あなたの中に傲慢な気持ちはないですか？
Do you have any pride that you really would like to get taken out of there?
あなたの中に他の人と比べて、いや私の方が上、あの人が間違ってるってライバル心ないですか？
Is there a feeling inside of you just, you know, I think I'm better than them. I think they're not doing it right. Or is there a rivalry that is in your heart?
それを見つけてください。
We need to find that.
取り出してください。
And we need to have that extracted.
取り出して、そしてそれを潰してください。
We need to destroy that.
皆さん、社会の中で今日話したキリストの弟子としてのクオリティは必ず役に立ちます。
And the Christ-like character is so desired. The things that are needed in this society more than anything today is to be like Christ.
そして役に立つだけじゃなくて、それは神の栄光を表し、神がどのような方かをこの社会に教えます。
And not only will you be an upright, upstanding citizen that is going to be of great value and great help to the community, but you are going to be a shining pillar of God's glory.
立て上げる態度を持ってください。
Please be a builder up, building up.
チームワークを大事にしてください。
Please be team spirited.
成熟したクリスチャンになってください。
Let's become mature Christians.
あなたは神の土地であり、Holy Land であり、約束の土地であり、神の神殿です。
You are God's field. You are God's holy land. You are God's temple.
僕から皆さんチャレンジがあります。
I have a challenge for each one of you.
絶対に自分を基準にしないでください。
Please do not make yourself the standard.
あなたはパイの一部なんです。
You are one of the pieces of the body of Christ. You are a piece of pie.
私たちは大きなパイを作ってる神様に仕えてるんです。
Our magnificent Lord is making the biggest pie ever.
そして教会であるあなたは神様の大切な大切な宝物なんです。
And you are a most valued ingredient, a most valued treasure to the Lord.
立て上げる人になってください。
Let's build up together.
祈りましょう。
Let's pray.
父なる神様、どうぞ今日私たちに立て上げる品性を与えてください。
Dear Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us a heart, a character that would be building up.
もし人間関係が私たちの成熟の基準であるならば、
if you know the things that we want to have, what it is in your life that you have for us to be our character.
もし他の人とチームになること、謙遜になることが成熟の印だとしたら、
if we are trying to have a better team play, we want to be valuing the people around us as part of our team.
もしそれがスタンダードだったんなら、もう私たちはまだまだ赤ちゃんです。
You know, we know that we are still infants in some realms when it comes to these kind of things.
でももし成長させてくださるのが神様だったら、
But if it's you, Lord, that is going to help to raise us up to be able to do these things,
私たちは成長したいです。
We want to be. We want to be mature.
謙遜になりたいです。
We want to be modest.
裁かない人になりたいです。
We want to be non-judgmental.
立て上げる人になりたいです。
We want to be people that build up.
ライバル心を取り除きたいです。
We want to be without rival.
イエス様、どうぞ私たちを育ててください。
Please, Lord, lift us up and raise us up.
私たちはあなたの畑ですから。
We are your field.
また私たちはあなたの神殿です。
We are your temple, Lord.
聖霊様、今どうぞ私たちの内側に住み、私たちのを満たしてください。
Lord, continue to live in us as we are your temple.
そして私たちが行くところどこでも、私たちに会う人たちがあなたを知り、あなたを礼拝することができますように。
And Lord, that we will let you shine through us and that we will go forth and share the gospel to those around us.
イエス様の名によって祈ります。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.